It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on our summer music series set list, we'll feature the Madison instrumental rock band El Valiente.
But first, it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup.
The Wisconsin State Patrol made headlines this week when it announced it would take back pay raises for state troopers who are owed overtime.
Governor Walker was also in the news after he made some comments about securing the border with Canada and then tied anti-police sentiment to President Obama.
The state legislature also got some attention with two bills aimed at defunding Planned Parenthood of federal funding that comes through the state of Wisconsin.
Joining us now for the latest on all these stories is Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So earlier this week, the State Highway Patrol announced it would be cutting down on the size of Scott Walker's security team and taking back a raise that was also given to them, rescinding that raise. What led to the changes?
So for a number of years, going back before Scott Walker was governor, the team that has protected the governor round the clock has in most cases not received overtime. And there appears to have been a complaint to the U.S. Department of Labor sometime this year. We don't know the details of what prompted this, but the Department of Labor looked into the issue and has concluded that these troopers are owed overtime. So now the state has to go back and calculate for the last 2 years how much money is owed. And as a result of that, they're making some changes to save money in the future.
And do we know how that could change the governor's protection and also the lieutenant governor, because she also receives security from the same group?
As does the governor's wife and, you know, visiting governors or other dignitaries. We don't know. They won't tell us, they say for security reasons, exactly what they're going to do. But we do know that the unit, which is 10 members now, will shrink to 5, and they will be bringing in, other troopers from throughout the state patrol to sort of help on a to augment what the dignitary protection unit does. So what we don't know is, does this mean some officials are going to get less coverage, or if we're just going to have a bigger pool of people? The idea, though, will be to have more of the time that troopers are working paid at straight time during their regular 40-hour-a-week shift rather than on overtime.
And are the taxpayers then going to be accountable for that overtime that's due?
Every penny of it.
And how much?
We don't know how much. It looks like it'll be around $1 million. We don't know exactly yet.
So how does that happen, that's such a million-dollar price tag could accrue like that and not be flagged until now?
Well, I mean, the state didn't think that it had to pay them this money. In the past, they thought they could just sort of treat them as salaried employees. They put in some very long hours. It's not unusual for them to work 60 or 80-hour weeks when, you know, the governor travels a lot, particularly now he's traveling a lot as he runs for president. If they go out of state, if they go to Europe, say, on a trade mission, they're with him all this time, and they would be, if not working every minute of it, they'd be on call or working a great portion of it. And so the state has said in the past that last year these officers together worked 8,200 hours of uncompensated time. Well, if you start calculating all of that at time and a half and you stretch it out for more than 2 years, it adds up pretty quick.
We're going to stay with Governor Walker now for our next story. Governor Walker in the headlines, of course, quite a bit as he's running for president. And earlier this week, he was asked about border security with Canada, and his response surprised some people. What happened there?
So he was on Meet the Press on Sunday, and he was pressed by Chuck Todd asking him, because he's been a big advocate for a wall on the Mexican border and tight border security, he was asked if we need a northern a wall to our north. And he said that someone in New Hampshire had brought it up to him and that that's a legitimate issue for us to look at. It was a passing comment, drew a lot of attention. He has tried to back off from it a bit in saying that that the media is making too much of this, that what he was trying to say is that we need more security. We need to, you know, watch security issues on our northern border as well. But the phrase that he used was legitimate issue to look at building a wall. It's clear now that he does not want to actually build that wall.
Well, as you said, that got a big response when it was seen as a proposal that he was going to stand behind. What sort of things did people have to say?
Well, I talked to one Republican in Iowa, which is obviously an important state, who said, you know, running for president is something where you have to be very disciplined about. And as he put it, talking about building a wall between here and Canada is not disciplined. That's crazy talk. So I think it's hurt him with some people who think that he's not putting forward responsible positions, or that he's saying things and then having to back off from them. It's been a rough few weeks for him in the presidential campaign when he was, you know, soaring high sort of in the earlier days, in the earlier months of the campaign.
We're talking with Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the biggest stories in Wisconsin this week. And we'll stick with Governor Walker also for some other comments that made the news. The governor had written a column, and he had tied anti-police rhetoric to President Obama. What did the president say, and what was the reaction?
Well, this is kind of got the responses that you might expect. Some Republicans in the base have been very supportive of his comments. They feel that the Black Lives Matter movement has turned into this sort of anti-police sentiment, and the governor was tapping into some anger about how officers are portrayed, saying the vast number of officers are good, they're here to protect us, they're doing the right things, and that he feels this anti-police sentiment has developed, he said, developed under the president. That is not going over well with the president or many Democrats, who say that the governor can't be blaming the first African American president in the country's history for inflaming racial tensions.
And finally, the state assembly debated the merits of a couple bills that would take federal funding away from Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin, as we know it. What do we know about these bills?
So Republicans have controlled the state house for about 5 years, and early in Governor Walker's time in office, they took away state funding for Planned Parenthood. Now they're trying, the state gets some federal money that's passed on to Planned Parenthood still, and they're trying to find ways to restrain that, and so they have a bill that would redirect that money to providers who do not provide abortions. Now the money that Planned Parenthood gets from the government can't be used for abortions, but opponents are concerned that it sort of offsets other costs they might have and frees up money so that they can provide abortions. This is an attempt to prevent that from happening.
And we leave it there. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, giving us the latest on the top news stories happening in Wisconsin this week.